For the latest in Christian music, it's time for TRA News with the rockacrossaustralia.com's Cameron Want.
This week, Hillsong's Young and Free to launch its debut album in the US, and Compliments of Gus returns with a song to honour their wives. When Hillsong launches its first US conferences in New York and LA this October, the events will feature Hillsong United, Hillsong Live, and its latest musical troupe, Young and Free. The church introduced Young and Free at its annual Australian conference earlier this month, and within a week, the group's debut single, Alive, went to number one on the iTunes Inspirational Singles Chart and into the top 50 on the ARIA Singles Chart. Leader Laura Toggs says stylistically, Young and Free is a reflection of what youth in the church are listening to right now.
We just really had it in our heart to create the types of songs and the type of sound that would enable young people just to dance and to have fun and to just be free and to be full of the joy of our Lord. We recorded at our annual summer camp in January earlier this year, and then again recorded some more songs, and so the album is done and it'll be released in October, which we're really excited about. And I think that there is a real need for that youthful expression of worship across the earth. And so we really feel like it's the right time that God has really directed us to do it.
Young and Free will launch its debut album, We Are Young and Free, at the US conferences. Then they'll join United on its Welcome Zion tour throughout Canada and the US in November. Well, it seems Compliments of Gus are keeping fans on their toes. The Melbourne and Geelong-based band this week released On a Day Like This, the group's second single from its highly acclaimed album, The Black and the White of It. Like their 2001 single, Girl, On a Day Like This is a departure from what lead singer Justin Michael humorously calls their more preachy songs. He says On a Day Like This aims to honour their wives.
I've always said we're a fairly preachy band, but maybe this is our song of songs, who knows? But it was lovely to write a song about the girls in our lives that make our lives incredibly good, incredibly blessed. And it was just that sense of two hearts becoming one, make a symphony. It was just a nice thought.
But what does the title mean, On a Day Like This?
I remember my friend Paul Coleman saying one time when I asked him what a particular lyric meant, he said, I don't know, it just rhymed. And something about putting this song together just seemed to have this joy of just rhyming words, speaking of the ones that we loved, speaking about that essence of those days that you remember as glorious days because God managed to get two people's hearts to connect, you know?
Justin says the new song is sonically different to its more recent song, Heartbeat.
We always love having strings and horns on our albums. This one, we just wanted that. We wanted a much more lush kind of feeling with the strings. And so this seemed like the perfect song. In essence, you could sing this song just with a string quartet. And when we recorded the strings, there was actually band underneath that whole lot. And we were sitting there with our producer, Phil, and we just said, what if we just got rid of the band and just let the strings start the song? And we muted every other channel and the strings came forth. It was just like, yes, there it is. It was just one of those beautiful creative moments. And so the strings have been a brilliant feature in this that I think have brought this song to life.
Whether it's Compliments of Gus, Young and Free, or any of your favourite Christian artists, make sure you check out Australia's National Christian Music Chart online each week at therockacrossaustralia.com. With updates each weekend and throughout the week at TRA Charts, TRAA Charts on Facebook. I'm Cam Want for TRA News.